share my relief that the vote on the two services proposal is over. Whatever else, it's over. The task force probably can relate to that. The process was long, it was contentious, and it was downright exhausting at times, and anxiety producing as well. So let's just pause and take a deep breath, and maybe even say, whew, right out loud. However, you knew there was a however coming, right? If you can bear with another two services sermon, I want to look at what we may need to do and what we may want to be going forward into this new territory. There is yet work to be done. The vote concluded the process that led to developing the proposal for two services. At the beginning of the church year, we will move into the implementation phase. Somebody once noted that perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did. Yeah, we will all need perseverance for this next phase of our congregational life. One thing I discovered when I moved to Muncie in 1980 is that we're it as far as consistently liberal progressive religion goes in Muncie. When I came up here, I identified two or three churches, and they will remain nameless, that I thought, based on a combination of their denomination and their location in a university community, that would be two or three churches I felt would probably be fairly liberal. Hey, my field was American religion. I know this stuff, right? I was wrong that time. They weren't. Granted, okay, this is in the 1980s. And it is different now, I will say that. But the fact remains that there are a number of churches in Muncie who have a lot of the pieces in place for being a truly progressive voice. We have it more consistently. And so we need to change and grow and develop even more effective ways of reaching out to Muncie and the surrounding community, truly liberal, progressive religion, because we do offer an alternative that nobody else has in the same way. We're unique. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I was pretty much neutral, honestly, about the results of having two services or one. I was invested in the process, but not so much in the outcome. However, that having been said, I certainly think it's an experiment eminently worth doing. And I am very excited about the possibilities that it represents. I have a sense of there can be a growing sense of vibrancy and excitement that comes out of this. And as the task force reported on its work, I did come to appreciate very much the awkwardness of the position that we've been in, caught between a pastoral-sized church, just in terms of people, and yet having some of the structure and aspirations as far as programming goes of a program-sized church. I've been dealing with this fairly directly this year as Reverend Seth and I have been looking at how to make our pastoral associates group even more effective than it is now. Rick was talking this morning about probably needing to bring more people into the sights and sounds team. Our aspirations at this point somewhat overreach our membership. We need to grow. We have a size base that can't quite sustain the aspirations that we have. We need to grow, we need to develop those aspirations. Some among us are pleased with how the vote went, perhaps even elated. Some are angry, unhappy, anxious, feeling left out, feeling unheard, or feeling like the decision was railroaded through. While the proposal passed handily, it was not overwhelming. And there's bound to be some dissatisfaction out there. Allow yourself to feel whatever emotions you feel. Our emotions are an important part of how we respond to situations that are important to us. And it's healthy to feel all of them. We can feel our feelings fully and acknowledge them as an aspect of ourselves that is important and honor them for what they are. But we can still be heedful of how we express them. Be heedful of those whose response to the two services idea differs from yours. Whether or not our own hopes and wishes were affirmed last Sunday, we need to be mindful of others, especially those whose hopes were not affirmed. My sense of things is that there's been a lot of pain around the process, and we need to be patient, gentle, and gracious with each other and with ourselves. Stay with it. If you're hurting or angry, if you're feeling left out or let down, don't leave. I may be preaching to the choir here, I know that. Reverend Seth will be on leave, as Iris mentioned, from June 1st through mid-August, but please know that I'm available for conversation and listening around this issue, and as well are others. Talk with a board member. Be yourself, be authentic, and be here. And remember, none of this is carved into stone. We will be evaluating. This is an experiment in every sense of the word. We'll be evaluating the results as we go along, and we will be evaluating and have the opportunity to vote again at the end of the experiment. So it is just that. It's an experiment. Thank you. I also want to bring to mind some of the reasons, at least, why many of us have come to this church in the first place. Because those reasons still exist, and going to two services is not going to change that. Those reasons aren't going to change. Perhaps we were drawn to the principles, to the opportunity to live them out with the support and encouragement of other people, and to be challenged to live them out better. Maybe it was the diversity inherent in our six sources, our living, changing, always growing tradition that draws from all the richness of humankind's religious, spiritual, humanistic, and scientific life, including our own direct experience of what is transcendent for us. This is a community of like-minded people. No one who's been paying even a little bit of attention over the last couple of years can have missed the fact that we disagree with each other, sometimes sharply. Nevertheless, we are a like-minded and a like-hearted people. How we live out the specifics of that varies from one of us to the other, but we are a community. We are in communion with each other, guided by our principles and enriched by our sources. Many of us, I'm sure, were drawn here initially because we sought a place where we could grow spiritually, intellectually, and emotionally. We sought a place where others would both support and challenge us. Here we are invited and encouraged to be our best selves, to bring whoever we are and however we are, mindful that acceptance and love do not have to mean agreement. That's still the case, and it will be the case going forward. We value honest questions over pat answers and believe that life is an ever-changing journey. We still do. Along that line, we may have come for the high-quality, thoughtful religious education and exploration offerings for our children and ourselves. We may have been seeking religious education that opens minds and hearts and spirits to larger vistas and larger possibilities, rather than offering predetermined answers and building walls around them. Those opportunities will continue, and in the space provided, hopefully we can grow. We will find new ways of exploring faith, practicing inclusivity, and living justice. Similarly, we might have been attracted to the availability of the small group opportunities that we have here, our dinner discussion groups, our youth groups, Women's Connection, that's a new one, Wednesday Night Revival Hour, our outreach to the LGBTQ community, Body Life. Those opportunities, too, will have new room to grow in exciting ways. There's a number of others that I could mention, but I want to get to your responses to that, that you did during the meditation. But you know, social justice, music, all of that has room to grow. Okay, so what came out of your writing? These, remember, the gifts, the hopes, the aspirations. These are not all of them. What I had asked Iris to do was to pull out the ones that occurred repeatedly, to pull out the ones that, but also to pull out some of the ones that were strikingly unique and maybe a little even off the wall, because there's room for all of it. Somebody definitely has hopes for programs to retain new attendees and new members. And I think that's one of the major reasons for doing this. Somebody's bringing the gift of enthusiasm, the gift of curiosity, patience, extension of friendship and caring. And remember that there's going to be this space in between. We're doing a 9 o'clock service and an 11 o'clock service with an hour-long coffee hour in between. And the task force report indicated with fewer chairs, but also then tables and chairs in the back of the sanctuary where we can sit around and talk and dialogue. A willingness to change. Leadership. Food and music. We're always good for food. An open mind and an open heart. I am not a fan of two services and hope it works financially and friendship. Okay. And that's a we're not going to know until we try it thing. Watching and learning. I will accept it and continue to show up, and hopefully I will grow with my church. Wow, you guys came up with some good stuff, seriously good stuff, and thank you. In conclusion, we have embarked on what I believe is an exciting experiment in a different way of being church, of being liberal religion in East Central Indiana. Going forward, remember, this is an experiment. Remember to be patient, gentle, and gracious with each other as well as with ourselves. Be yourself, be authentic, and be here. And remember why you came here to begin with. It promises to be an exciting year, and life truly does call us on as individuals and as a congregation. May we find it to be so.